So autism in children. This is how I was as a child. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about this subject, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. Remember to hit that follow button if you're watching on Facebook, and if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. Guys, what's going on? Good to have you here, different thinker fam, where we think differently daily. What's going on? Yeah, so if you haven't already, you can download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book from autismhacks.net right now. Okay guys, so I want to do this video about autism in children because I have been a child and I have autism, so I've been an autistic child, and there was so much about it that I wanted to kind of talk about, but I wanted to kind of home in on stuff like birthday parties, because birthday parties were a huge thing, you know, they were a big deal for me when I was growing up, and I just think that it would be good for me to share this knowledge with parents and caregivers and everybody else who wants to listen, and really just kind of figure out what you can do to help, you know, your child or children with an autism spectrum condition. So before we go any further, guys, if you haven't already followed me on Instagram and Twitter, go ahead and follow me right now. It's just at the Aspie World, and you can get in contact with me anytime you like. I always respond. True story. So, autism creates lots of issues in children, right? From the aspect of socializing to sensory processing disorder. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was very reserved. You know, I was quiet and I wasn't able to make new friends. I was barely able to keep the ones that I had. And, you know, I preferred to stay indoors and play with electronic stuff, like electronic kits and build things and radio, CB radios and ham radios. I loved all that stuff. And I'd stay indoors all the time and do this, but all the other kids were out riding their bikes and playing in the streets and stuff like that, and you know, it just wasn't for me. But when I had birthday parties, it was really difficult. My parents would put on a birthday party for me, invite everyone from my class in school, because I guess that's what they did when you were in school. They just invite the entire class, even if you weren't really friends with the class. That's a bit weird, isn't it? So my parents invite all these kids to this place in the, I don't know where it was by our house, right? And then there's a big hall, and then they invite all these kids and they do all this birthday party stuff, but I'd get so triggered and it would be so overwhelming, all these kids and there's noise and there's foods I didn't even like, you know, I didn't even like cheese sandwiches or egg sandwiches and everything like that, and that's what that was on, you know, it was weird. So I kind of took myself away from that, and I'd get really upset and kind of stressed out about it. So my parents allowed me to just walk home, which is only across a small lane, to go back in the house, and then I'd go back in the house and rest for a little bit, and then I'd come back out and go to the party, and because I knew I had to do it. And the thing is, I wanted to see people, you know, I wanted to see my friends, I wanted to be sociable, and I liked having friends, but it was just so overwhelming. Rows and rows and tables of food that I didn't like, and textures of food I didn't like, and not to mention music blasting out of the stereo, which was too much for me. And then they played games which were just completely sensory triggering and anxiety ridden, like Pass the Parcel, where you'd have a parcel and the music would stop and that person would open it, but then the music would start and you'd have to pass it on again until somebody got a prize, which was crazy. And then the musical chairs, where you have to go and sit on a chair quickly and then you take a chair away. Just horrible, man. I was just saying, such anxiety. I was so anxious about this whole thing. I just didn't really want to do it, you know. And the whole birthday party thing was just, with me, it was so stressful, because my parents weren't really switched on to be oh yeah, well, you know, Dan doesn't like this, doesn't like that. They were just kind of like, oh, it's just a birthday party for kids, we'll just do all this stuff, you know. They did all the typical stuff. If they sat down and asked me, what do you want in your birthday party, how many kids, what kind of music, level, noise and stuff, it would have been so much better. But instead, it caused an unusual relationship between me and my parents, where they'd just say I was miserable and upset with everything, and I was just a miserable child, and I would just be triggered the whole time and upset and wanted to go back in and play with ham radios and CBs and stuff. So it was very difficult, and it was a stressful time. Actually, I think it got to a point where my parents just were like, yeah, we're not gonna do birthday parties anymore. So they just stopped doing birthday parties for me, and didn't consult me on it. So I think that and there's nothing wrong with my parents, they weren't horrible and nasty, maybe I'm portraying them wrong here, but I just feel like a little bit of understanding would have gone a long way. And this is why I'm making this video, because if I could talk to you and teach you about how my childhood was, maybe, you know, you and your children can have a more successful upbringing and a better relationship around birthday parties and socializing and all those things you know, being a kid with an autism spectrum condition, because it is just listening to the kid and realizing what they need. You know, this is why I did a course, and I have I've got a course out all about this stuff to teach parents, you know, about kids with autism and stuff like that, which you can get from learnautism.net, which is a website where you can go and sign up for that course. But you know, it's so frustrating that I couldn't communicate with my parents in a better way when I was a kid, but it is what it is, and we must learn from these things and move on. So, you know, if you have anything to add to this discussion, I'd love to continue the conversation in the comment section with you. So drop me a comment, I read every single one. And if you think this video is helpful, please share it on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And also, guys, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace.